Hey guys, welcome to the Kevin and Fred Show. My name is Kevin Kaufman. I'm your host, and I just want to say thank you for taking some time out to listen with us this week. Do me a favor, if you don't mind, before we get to today's guest, head on over to ratethispodcast.com. That is ratethispodcast.com/NLA. That stands for Next Level Agents. ratethispodcast.com/NLA and leave us a review, or just go to any podcast player that you prefer and look us up, the Kevin and Fred Show, and please leave us a review. That is the best way to support our efforts here in the show. All right, let's get to today's episode. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Kevin and Fred Show. My name is Kevin Kaufman. That's Fred Weaver, and we're the aptly named Kevin and Fred. And welcome back to the podcast. 2 weeks in a row, buddy. Proud of you.
Woo!
Fourth appearance this year.
Glad to be here. Did you guys hear the round of applause I was given before play and record?
No, not a chance. So, dude, we got quite a few comments too on our episode last week where we talked about the news of Opendoor getting a rather large fine, slap on the hand from the FTC for $62 million. That was interesting. I think there's still a lot more to come from that. Some of that we'll talk about this week with their apparent new frenemy, I'm not real sure what to call Opendoor and Zillow. Frenemy feels like the most appropriate thing, so we'll talk about that today. And then
BFRNs, it's like a BFF, but it's just your best friend right now.
I've never heard of that. Is that
I
a
just
real thing?
Made that up. I don't know.
Sounded, you just heard that up. That sounds like a,
I just made that up.
That's like a Finstagram where it's like something the kids made up, and it's like it sounds real.
Maybe it'll have a life of its own.
Would you call it BFRN?
BFRN. It's my best friend right now.
Dude, that's going to take off.
You think that's taking off?
I think you might have found something.
BFRN. Hashtag.
Anyways, what else are we going to talk about today, dude?
Well, I think the overwhelming story so far here in early August 2022, at least in the real estate news sector, is just the talk around real estate and technology and the disruptions and the fines and the profitability and the lack thereof and Inman Connect and just all these conversations kind of converging around real estate and tech here in August of 2022. So I'd like to talk a little bit about that.
You know, speaking of that too, this is a great segue, is because this company is invested into so many of some of the company's names you're going to bring up in a moment, but like earnings release for a lot of tech companies have been happening over the last like 10 days. SoftBank lost $23 billion. That's with a B, ladies and gentlemen. SoftBank lost $23 billion last quarter, last year.
And it wasn't even their worst quarter ever on record.
That's crazy, right? $23 billion with a B they lost in the last quarter. And I think maybe you're going to share some of the reason why when we talk about some of those, the Inman Connect talking points.
Yeah, well, let's just start with the fact that, you know, whether you like our opinion on things or not, the reason that you and I have always been okay talking about the Opendoors and the OfferPads and the Zillow offers, because I like seeing new things show up in our industry. I like people that try new stuff, right?
Absolutely.
I don't knock on that. Now, do I like people that flat out, you know, try to put the blame in some of their marketing on real estate? No, of course not. Right. But I think there's just as much flack that comes from real estate agents to those tech companies trying to disrupt our industry as there is that goes back the other way. It's like kind of a two-way street. So as you mentioned on our last podcast, people were kind of dancing and rejoicing in the streets over the SEC's fine. A couple days later, Zillow followed up the Opendoor SEC fine news by, you know, announcing that they are actually going to offer a button on their website where you can request an offer on your home via their BFRN Opendoor.
Yeah, formerly arch rivals, now BFRNs.
Yeah,
it's just
further proof that these companies have fairly deep pockets. We'll get a little deeper into that
for sure.
And they're going to continue to try to reinvent themselves and raise cash and capital and make the changes they need. Again, I think as agents, all we need to do is, like, we don't have to lose all the money that they're losing to realize that there's something out there that consumers are at least open to, which is a more seamless, easier way to perhaps trade in their house versus sell it, or at least they're open to viewing multiple offers and different ways to sell their house versus just sign in the yard, put the house on the MLS. The majority of people are still going to the MLS, getting the most amount of money. Real estate agents are still heavily involved in the transaction, but I personally think it's kind of cool watching these guys just trip all over themselves and then also find a win along the way as they try to sort of reinvent the way things are done.
Yeah. So, you know, one thing that I want to reiterate, I said it last week, I'm going to say it again, because I think it's worth repeating, because everyone, like, not everyone, a lot of agents want to throw the baby out with the bathwater, right? Which is Opendoor, Zillow, et cetera. They're all bad. They bad, bad, bad. That's just not true. Like, if we just look at it for the simple fact of, again, they're offering consumers something that we weren't offering them. And so now we have to compete around that. And if we're really smart and intelligent, we'll just take the cues from them, right? So they're not all bad. And on the other side, again, real estate agents are not bad either. In fact, they're needed now more than ever, in my opinion. They're literally needed more than ever today. And so to these companies who want to, at the end of the day, these companies, I mean, we're going to share some stats from, how do you say it?
Preti. You're saying, now you're messing me up. It's Mike Del Preti.
Mike Del Preti.
I just heard him say his own name for the first time.
So we're going to hear some of this where he shares some of the stats from with what's really going on in the world with buyers and sellers and companies and some of the truth rather than the noise.
Yeah. Well, if you haven't already, in the show notes, we're going to make note to a video that you should go watch. Yeah. Mike Del Preti did a presentation at Inman Connect in Las Vegas here earlier this month. And it's a 17-minute presentation entitled WTF. But what I thought was kind of interesting is I pulled out some of the slides and listened to that. And I learned some new things, and then I wasn't surprised on a few other things along the way. But since we're talking about Opendoor and Zillow and we're talking about tech and, you know, whether these models are sustainable or not, let's just talk about some of the numbers.
Okay.
So first of all, it's kind of like a no-brainer for most of us, or at least we all recognize that, like, most real estate tech stocks are down year to date and over the last 12 months.
Yeah, I think that's what I've heard.
Some of them ranging from 60 to 85%, depending upon who you want to look at, but kind of interesting, right? Opendoor's total net losses since 2017 are now up to $1.6 billion. So their net loss for 2021 was between $600 and $700 million, taking their total net losses up to $1.6 billion. Not far behind them, Zillow's net losses in 2021, and I believe they halted business in 2021
well,
too.
Well, for Zillow Offers.
For Zillow Offers. Thank you. Okay, so They halted some of Zillow Offers. But Zillow Offers, this is just Zillow Offers net losses, $1.5 billion.
Yeah, well, because that was the cash that they raised too. Like, wasn't it $1.5 billion that they raised?
And I'm sorry, $1.5 billion for 2019, 20, and 21. 2021 was almost $1 billion in net losses. So you can kind of see why they shut down. But before you want to go just poke at them, right? It's really easy to go, well, those dumb idiots that never sold real estate before.
Of course, yeah.
Compass is a real estate brokerage, like a well-funded or previously well-funded real estate brokerage that you just referenced.
It's running out.
They're up to $1.7 billion in net loss, 2016, 17, 18, 19, 20, and 21 combined. So over the last 6 years, $1.7
billion. What's that old saying? You have to spend money to make money or something. I think that's getting stretched a little bit.
Yeah. Right? I love Mike Del Preti. He referenced Richard Branson, who you and I both follow and like pretty well. He says, if you want to be a millionaire, start with $1 billion and launch a new airline.
Yeah.
Right. Like
launch a new real estate tech company.
So we're kind of in this model now of you know, I think it's most of us understand when companies start Amazon, et cetera, like they don't start with instant profitability, right? There's something to be said about having to change the way a whole industry business is done. But we're now entering a phase of like what is starting to be sustained unprofitability for some of these companies. They're like Zillow Offers, for example, shut down the operations for the reasons of they couldn't sustain that unprofitability, right? And now they're partnering with their BFRN. Cash, of course, is king. We've kind of always known that. I'd like one of the things Mike Del Preti said, which I thought was pretty cool. For those of you that geek out on like, you know, public company financials, he said, you can't pay your bills in adjusted EBITDA, adjusted EBITDA.
You actually have to pay with cash.
Yeah, like you have to actually pay your bills with cash, right? So he showed some slides, which again, you should go watch the video. We're going to link here in the show notes, but he showed some slides about, you know, cash and cash burn. And what's interesting is like, you know, eXp, Douglas Elliman, Redfin, Compass, these are all for the most part, pretty tech forward brokerages, right? And, you know, most of them have a pretty decent amount of cash on hand. But what the concerning piece for three of those four brokerages is that there's a cash burn going on, right? Douglas Elliman, Redfin, Compass, first quarter of 2022, like they were unsustainable models from the standpoint of they burned cash, right? And so eXp, on the other hand, you know, burn cash, if you will, but their cash balance went up. So these other companies' cash balance went down as they're just burning through stuff. And what was interesting is like Now, again, Mike Del Prete even said, you can't just take the first quarter of 1 year and run it out over time. But what's interesting is like eXp's model, which now for a couple of years has had cash on hand rising, right? Versus Douglas Elliman, Redfin, and Compass. Like if those guys continue to burn the cash that they burned in the first quarter of 2022,
they'll run out of it.
Like Compass has like 10 quarters left, right? Redfin has like 28 quarters left. Douglas Elliman has like 40 quarters left if they don't do something different.
Yeah, that's a problem. It's really funny because this is not an episode about eXp or a pitch for eXp, but
maybe
obviously
it should be.
You and I are only for people who understand math. And so you and I, we made the move to eXp just over 4 years ago. And what's the one thing we heard from all the detractors? That, well, don't go there. That model's not sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
Sustainable. It's not sustainable. Not sustainable. What I'm hearing is actually... I don't know. Actually, it sounds like it's might be the only one that really is at this point of the new ones, right?
It's crazy. Compass's latest earning call, they kind of, you know, they were asked what's gonna change for you, and they basically tried to put a positive spin on saying that they were gonna tax their agents more, right? They were gonna change their splits to get more of the commission dollar. Which, if you're a Compass agent out there, all due respect to you, I love it. Be whatever brokerage you want to be at, but many Compass agents are already paying a pretty decent amount of money to be at that company to begin with, and now they're faced with being charged more to even be there.
Did you say they were going to tax their agents?
Well, I mean, isn't that what a commission split is?
That's very real of them.
Yeah,
very real.
Pretty interesting stuff. So, there was a lot that was kind of shared and talked about. One of the other things that was talked about was the transaction volumes of some of these. We'll call them, what kind of brokerage do you want to call these? Technology brokerages, for lack of a better
term.
Maybe
tech first.
Tech forward. Most people would say, yeah, Redfin, Compass, eXp, they're sort of tech forward, tech first, whatever. Okay. So the transaction volumes of these companies, and there was a slide that kind of showed, and then it had Realogy up there, right? Like the beast that's been there for a long time. 2017, 2018, 2019, like there was some slow, gradual growth amongst Redfin, Compass, and eXp. eXp and Compass were both growing a lot faster than Redfin in transaction volume. But then you see what's happened 2020 and 2021, and eXp's taken off. Compass has done better, but at the detriment of their financials, while eXp's taken off at the benefit of their financials. Meanwhile, Redfin's just kind of hanging around with slow growth, if you will. But then you compare that to a Realogy. eXp actually has now crossed Realogy in terms of transaction volume during 2020 and 2021. Like they crossed over.
That's
like
wild.
eXp is now past Realogy. That was pretty interesting.
That's really wild. So,
and the last thing I'll say on this is the most interesting thing to me in all this is that, like, Mike Del Prete, who's studying this stuff, right? Making this presentation, it's like all these tech forward brokerages would like you to think their tech is going to be what gets them out of the hole or creates profitability.
This is where I was gonna go.
But agent count is directly tied to all of these companies' profitability or lack thereof. It's agent count. Like, that shouldn't shock most of us, but
If it shocks you, you've had your head in the sand and you're unrealistic about this business. You and I had a mentor, a boss even for a little bit, that used to pound into our head that profitability in a real estate brokerage is correlated like 88% with agent count. Agent count is at the end of the day, the only thing that really matters. And this is proof of it, right? And so the other thing too, that he talked about in this talk at Inman, where he talked about like the Zillows and the Open Doors and Compass, to your point of like effectively raising their splits. All of these companies now, they've all shifted their, here's how I make money. It's by just getting a part of the real estate agent's commission, right?
Yeah.
Getting either some or more of our commission dollars. That's how Zillow plans to grow. That's how Compass is going to apparently stop losing money every quarter for the rest of their existence. That's how, all of these companies are going to grow is by taking more and more from the real estate agent. I'm not saying that's bad. In fact, a lot of it I like because it's going to force people to innovate or die and to leave the industry. That said, there is going to be a lot of people that lose their lunch if they don't get their stuff together.
Yeah, it's some interesting stuff out there. I mean, you know, we talk a lot about the real estate tech, you know, the investments into our industry and stuff. Last year alone, there was almost over $18 billion worth of real estate tech VC investment. That's a lot. I mean, you take 2015 through 2020, and I'm just doing some rough math here. Like, 31 billion, 32, 33 billion over that 6 year period. And last year alone, we saw 18 billion. So all this money is going into our industry. Yet when we look at like who's actually building a sustainable model and or changing the industry and or probably under their current model will still be here 5 years from now, it's the models that are involving the agent at the core of it and growing their transaction count.
Yeah.
So kind of interesting. I thought you might like that one too, if you want to share that with our viewers, just the iBuyer spending, kind of, you know, share that as we end.
iBuyer advertising spending. Oh my goodness. So 2017, that looks like about $5 to $10 million worth of spend. 2018, about $40-45 million worth of spend. 2019, about $110,000-$120,000 worth. 2020, considerably lower as expected, just over 50 million, maybe 60 million. 2021, though, just a hair under 200 million, about $175 million in advertising spend.
With one of the big players, Zillow Offers, kind of stepping out.
Yeah.
But now what's interesting is if you consider for a minute that Zillow Offers is going to put a big open door button on their website, I don't know that you're going to count that as an advertising dollar, but if they did have to pay for that real estate space, as an example,
yeah,
what would that graph look like a year from now?
Yeah. I mean, so what this tells me, my thought is if they're going to sink money into that, if that's going to be the thing that goes up, that's the thing. And you and I know this by keeping our ear to the ground, is that's the thing that resonates with the consumers, right? Is having that option, right? People can listen. You can discount it all day long. You can say it's never in the best interest of your client. Bullshit. You're wrong. It is in the best interest if they decide that it's in their own best interest. It's not always about the most money. It's not your decision to make. Being a fiduciary is not always the most money. It's about what's most valuable and most important to that person. And so that tells me, like, hey, they know that they've hit a nerve or they've struck a nerve with the consumer. And like, we all have to address it. Like, we have to have that in our arsenal if we're going to service a good portion of the deals that are available.
Yeah. Yeah. Go watch Mike Del Preti's presentation, 17 minutes long, pretty educational, pretty funny, but filled with all kinds of data. And I think you'll arrive at a place you probably knew, which is agents are, you know, still very central to the transaction and everything else. And, you know, you look at the data on FSBO sales versus sales with agents, blah, blah, blah. Agents are still central, but you can't also just say, well, all this other noise around me doesn't matter when 20 billion, nearly 20 billion, right, in VC tech investment is going into your industry in a given year. Like, there's going to be a lot of noise around your job. So you got to have your ear to the ground enough to see what's going on and make some decisions on how you, you know, where you side and what you want to share with clients. But at the same time, you also have to remember, like, these companies still very much need us. That's evident.
Yeah. You know, one thing I'll say about the video, and again, to Fred's points, it's linked in the notes. It would be very easy to dismiss it if you're a KW agent or a Compass agent, and go, oh, this is a pitch for EXP because the data that he shares, or it's a pitch for tech companies like Opendoor and Offerpad. It's none of those things. It's some very factual evidence. And what you'll find towards the end, when Mike starts to wrap up his message, is that us, the real estate agent, the real estate broker involved in the transaction, is not just needed more than ever, is wanted more than ever by the consumer. And he's given you insight on how to take that message to them. And so I would highly encourage you to take the next seven, I think it's a 17 minute or 22 minute long video. I forget exactly. Take that time and watch it. Like, do it now. In fact, right now.
That was fantastic.
See you guys next week.
Did you enjoy today's podcast? Join the Kevin and Fred community, part of EXP Realty, and partner with us today. You'll get free access to live trainings 2 or more times a month, live events and in-person masterminds, digital downloads to help you run and scale your business, and much, much more. To learn more and join our community, visit kevinandfred.com/contact and contact us today. Not ready to join our community? No problem. Continue enjoying all this great content on our podcast for free.